One in every nine black Americans are locked up. And see, what the white guy was trying to stress was that the money that we spend on sending a motherfucker to jail, a young motherfucker to jail, will be less to
and
send
the words they say
his or
which
her
we won't understand.
See, don't and another thing the white guy was stressing was that our jails are populated with drug dealers, you know, crack cocaine, yeah, stuff like that. Meaning, due to the laws we have on crack cocaine and regular cocaine,
it's
the police are only, I don't want to say only right, but only logic by riding around in the hood all day and not the suburbs, because crack cocaine is mostly found in the hood. And you know, the other thing is mostly found, you know where I'm going. But why bring a motherfucker to jail if it's not gonna stand up in court? Because this drug ain't that drug. You know, level 3, level 4 drug, like that. I guess it's all a misunderstanding. And I sit back and think, what, well, did us young motherfuckers, you know, that one in every nine, we probably only selling the crack cocaine just because we in the hood. And it's not like this suburb. We don't have the things that you have. Why? I really don't want to know that. But, I guess we just misunderstood, huh? Yeah. You know, we don't have room in the jail now for the real motherfuckers, the real criminals, you know, sex offenders, rapists, serial killers. Like that. Oh, don't get scared. Don't get scared. I know you saw one of them sex offender papers. Don't trip. He live right on the end of your block. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That he live right down the street from you. Sex offender on the level 3 drug. Convicted. Ex-con. Yeah. Check him out. Hey, what you got? You got a daughter, son? What you got? Yeah. You know what? On that track, that's the good weed. You know what? I have a fucking dog. You understand me? And why the fuck would you bring my neighbor to jail just because the reason why he lived next door to me ain't the reason why I live next door to him? Meaning, it's not enough just to stand and stare.
Oh, You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo! We're over here having a paranormal party. Yeah. I hope you are all getting ready. For your shamanic journeying. That's right. We're gonna do it clean. We're doing this. Now, like I said before, I had a dream last night of these beautiful Native Americans. I knew they were my ancestors and I knew they were the guides. They were doing a drumming and they were the ones, their message was remix. They're like, remix this. Please. Remix the shamanic journeying for us. You know? Said remix. Here we go. Spontaneous goodness. Thank you. this shamanic energy and this creative energy. All your spirit guides here and all of your power animals here, right now with you. Here to blissfully guide you wherever it is you need to go, whatever it is that is coming to you right now in this moment. Allow yourself to feel the healing, to receive the healing, and to be playful. Wash and clear. Feel the healing through every beat. As you hear the beating of the drum, picture all your cells and your organs restored and healed. All the telomeres restored and healed. Everything revitalized. Awake, reset, rejuvenated. Give yourself time to visualize and see yourself the way you want to be. Visualize your higher self and bring it here into the now. Do you want more joy in your life? Do you want more happiness? More fun? More financial security? Do you want to live your dream? Your passions? What goals do you have? Right here. Picture that person you want to be. I'm in that clearing. I am in that healing. You are here. Healed. Completely healed. And stepped into your higher self. Remove all that doesn't serve us. Remove all that does not serve you. Remove all that does not belong to you. Feel love. feel love. Woo! There we go. We had a bit of our shamanic moments right now, right here, and I hope you got what you needed. I hope you're able to feel the creativity of everything pulsating through this show and all the spontaneous good. And oh, I can't even keep track sometimes of everything that's going on. Whew. There's so much information, and I'm so grateful. That means I am very receptive. It means that I am open to completely be in the magic, and something has happened to me where possibly my vibration has lifted higher, and that is good because there is no limit to how high our vibrations can go. And that's definitely something that you need to understand. There is no limit to feeling good. There is no limit to experiencing this joy. There is a limit to feeling bad. There is a limit to feeling negative emotions. There is definitely a limit, but there is no limit to feeling good. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that beautiful to know? So if we know that there's no limit to feeling good, that means the universe is working in our favor. That means the universe is working and continuously connecting to our higher self and our highest frequency. And that we are meant to, and we're supposed to experience all this pleasure and joy. And it's good. It's a goody good life. It's just a magical life. So, speaking of a magical life, I have a song that I like to play here to remind us about that topic. And it's called "Are You Having Any Fun?" Are you? It's a good question. Are you having fun? Well, if not, when's a good time to say, yeah, I think I want some fun right now. So let's lift up the vibration with this cheery little number right here. We'll be back. We will definitely be back with the angel messages right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tech Freeform Radio. Woo!
Hey, fellas with a million smackers and nervous indigestion. Rich fellas, eating milk and crackers, I ask you one question. Are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? Who cares for what you've got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laugh? Are you getting any loving? If other people do, why can't you have a little fun? After the honey's in the comb, all the bees go out and play. Even the old gray mare down home has got to have, hey, 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 better have a little fun. You ain't gonna live forever, so while you're young and gay, still okay, have a little fun. Why should you work and save? Life is full of ifs and buts. Even the squirrels save and save. And what have they got? That's better, have a little fun. You ain't gonna live forever. So while you're young and gay, still okay. Have a little fun, son. Take it on the run, son. Get yourself some fun, son. Do it all for one, son. Imitate your mom, son, and have a little fun.
Hey, this is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages. Rock, rock. You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
kiss, one single kiss. The face outside the window pane, however did come to this? The man who ran, the child who cried, the girl who heard the voice that lied, the sun that burned.
I was just hanging on the couch with my feet up.
It ain't fire for you. You about to go out the window, couch potato. No!
Do you ever get tired of the waiting?
I wish I might.
Thank you.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo-wee! That was quite a show. I'm sorry that I ran over. I was having too much fun. Sometimes the message is in the doing, you know? I think I definitely got carried away there, but I didn't, because that's exactly what was supposed to happen. I had a dream. My Native American spirits came in. They were playing the most beautiful shamanic drumming, and they just came in full force. And I knew that was my Native American ancestors. And when I woke up, and the message in the dream was like, we want you to remix that. But I ended up remixing a lot of Pink Floyd instead. And I knew that's exactly what they were pushing me towards, because I've astral projected to Pink Floyd many times. And all this mixture that's going on here, it happened perfectly. And we definitely are, I definitely don't have time for a full long gated message, but I feel like the whole point, I feel like this is the first show where I just did not do a message, and I did most of what spirit guided me to do, and that's exactly what was supposed to happen. So, you know, we had the signs of the wolf that came in, and so the wolf, you know, finding a book that said wolf, and then put, I had a picture of a wolf to represent the journey. That is the sign that spirit is around us. Spirit is right here guiding us. So again, I just wanted to leave you with this, if this resonates. Wolves are often associated with wisdom, intuition, and guidance, providing insight and direction in your life. So with this last 5 minutes, I want to tap in. You know, I do want to give a message, you know. I don't think I'll leave without the message, but I feel like the mixing was in the message. And again, when we are able to, why did Spirit want me to mix? Why did Spirit want me to mix, you know? I literally just came in and Spirit had this on the window for me to mix. I was like, great, now I have to find a hip hop instrumental. I didn't even have to find a hip hop instrumental. It was sitting right here when I walked into the studio. It was Del, you know, the funk. You know, I mean, Adele, the Funk, Homo Sapien, and it had two songs and an instrumental, and I had so much fun with it. So the whole point of mixing is because when we start mixing with the sounds, what it does is that opens up a portal in our consciousness in itself. See, when we listen and expose ourselves to different types of music, that is a different type of intelligence we are exposing ourselves to. It means you have a high capacity to hold intelligence. The more you're able to listen to all types of music, that means you have a very high IQ. It means you have the ability to be open, and you're open to all different things. And when we are exposed to different things we haven't heard before, and when we're mixing live, that in itself is a shifting of a paradigm. So whatever it is that you do that's creative, this is a portal and a gateway to do something that is different, do something creative, whatever it is. It may not even be, it doesn't have to be music. It could be something else. It could be an idea. You know, it could spark, being a part of this energy could spark an idea, you know. It could spark a conversation. So with this, I just... And so anyways, see, there goes the alarm. That was, you know, I was like, I was about to give a message. So anyways, what is a short, brief message, Infinite Spirit, before we go off the air with this magical, magical show we had and all the synchronicities that have happened with Pink Floyd being in my dream, like being in my dreams and being able to play this and having this magic moment. This whole show today was to give an example of what it means to rule your own world and to make your own rules. You see, the fact that this is so out there and being able to channel this, it's not just about, oh, it is my world that I created, but this is to show you where your world is and what can lie in your world. See, the whole point is what Spirit wants me to communicate is Spirit channels everything through this radio show to show you where your potential is. So to be able to communicate and why they give me messages and songs in my dreams and then I come play it here is to show you the capacity of your supernatural power. Because when you see it through me and you see me being able to have Pink Floyd music in my dreams or dead entertainers come in my dreams and then bring it on the air, not only is it doesn't end there, it goes to the next level. Well, let's bring in the shamanic ancestors and mix that within it. And then what you're going to do is you're going to remix the shamanic journey. Not only that, we're going to give you signs along the way because you pick the wolf picture to represent the shamanic journey. On your way to the radio show, we're going to leave a book on the side of the road that says Wolfen, and to show you that you are aligned and we are here and we're listening. And we're going to have you present this to people and share this with the world. And we're going to give you that strength and that fearlessness to be able to show this with all your strength and might and know that the unseen is real. And if you don't believe in this, that's fine. You don't have to listen to this. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to believe in this. This isn't about forcing anyone or trying to sway you or try to convince you. Oh yeah, you should definitely. No, I'm here for those who are open, who are receptive. And if this is not for you, it's not for you. But there's so many people out there who do not communicate the world of the unseen because of fear of being called crazy or the fear of the lineage of when, you know, the witch trials happened. This is a generational thing that we've brought in this lifetime. And the message is we're not living in those medieval ages. And we're not back when we were witches and being burned at the stake. We're in a different world now. This is the age where people are talking about energy and vibration and meditating so common. People are talking about manifesting all the time. It's become the mainstream. So shine your light. Don't be afraid to show what you can do with your supernatural powers, because we all have them. And that's the whole point, is that it's, but the thing is why only a select have it is because only a select believe in themselves and have the fearlessness to express it. So when you're hearing this, where's your supernatural power? And when's the next time you're going to express it? I leave you with the love and blessings of spirit. Thank you so much. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I love you so much. Please tune in next week and tune in for my TV show, The Boston Medium, Thursday on CCTV. 6 to 6:30 p.m. Come find me on social media, Boston Medium, Mariah, the Boston Medium, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and I'll have a link for you to call in the show and I'll give you a live medium reading. Until then, I love you, sweet dreams, and pay attention to those dreams because spirit is in them. I'm going to leave you with some Scott Joplin, some ragtime, because I'm in a ragtime mood, and that's exactly what I'm feeling like. So here we go. I love you. Until next time. Mwah! Bye-bye.
WMFO in Medford.